This is Audible.
Audible Originals presents 7 Hours to Die, created by James Patterson, starring Sarah Paulson.
Most of what you've heard about the kidnapping, and you've probably heard a lot, is bullshit. Everybody knows the basics by now. A young California mother, complete with adoring husband and 2 beautiful daughters, is kidnapped in broad daylight. She's given exactly 7 hours to live, unless an absurdly large ransom payment is delivered to the kidnappers. But there's so much more to it than that. What I'm about to tell you is completely true. Trust me. I know everything, even details that haven't been reported. Oh, I know, you're skeptical. Well, if you find out I'm lying, you have my permission to hunt me down and punish me. How about that? The day started out just like any other in paradise by the sea.
Good morning, friends. Oh, it's a lovely Tuesday, isn't it? So great to see you, Sophia. Oh. Okay, children, time for morning assembly. Yes, that means you too, Gabriel. Oh, well, hello, Mrs. Wade. Good morning, girls. You better get a move on now. Oh, don't forget your backpacks. Oh, God! Oh, did you see that? That van almost drove right into her car.
Mommy!
Let go of the wheel!
Just tell me what you want!
Let go, lady, or I'll break your finger.
Oh, my
hey,
God!
You let her go
Try
right
to
now!
Do something!
Hello?
Don't
Hello?
Let go of her!
Children, inside! Now!
Somebody go over there and stop them!
Wait a minute! Are you crazy? They cut the arm!
Oh, my God, was that Jenna Wade?
The abduction of Jenna Wade was the most shocking thing to happen in Montecito since the mudslides. No one who saw Jenna yanked from her BMW convertible and thrown into the back of a white van will ever forget it. Oh, here's an interesting fact for you. Kidnapping and abductions fall under the jurisdiction of the county sheriff's office. Yeah, I know how that sounds.
By golly, some rascals have kidnapped the Lady Wade. Quick, call the sheriff.
Though technically, at this point, it was just an abduction. A kidnapping requires a ransom demand. And it's only a federal crime if the kidnappers cross state lines. Which means the fate of our girl is going to be in the hands of a couple of sheriff's detectives, guns strapped to their waist, riding into Montecito on their noble steeds. Make that a shitty SUV.
I don't know, Butler. This is not where I expected to be when I woke up this morning.
I think Jenna Wade is thinking the same thing right about now.
Yeah, I meant being here at a school. But yeah, I see your point.
Sorry, Ortega. I guess I'm on edge. Whenever we catch a call for something at a school...
Yeah, same here, partner. My mind can't help but go to the darkest places.
You know anything about this place? Campbell Country Day School?
I know I'll never be able to afford to send my kids here.
Well, my non-existent kids will never go here either.
All right, you ready for this?
Not really. But there's a mom who needs to be reunited with her kids.
Detectives, over here.
What do you have, deputy?
We've secured the scene and gathered all of the primary witnesses inside the school library. There are a lot of them.
How many's a lot?
4 teachers, maybe 6 parents, and about 20 kids who say they saw something.
Sorry I asked.
Parents are antsy. They're all pushing to take their kids home.
Deputy, are there any private rooms available? I don't want witnesses confusing what they actually saw with what they might have overheard.
The library has 2 study rooms, I think. They seem pretty soundproof.
Perfect. Ortega, let's divide and conquer. I'll start with the teachers. You take the parents and some of the kids. Only the ones who are old enough to be useful.
Hang on. Why am I on kid detail?
You speak their language.
Thank you for taking the time, Vice Principal Galt. I know this morning has been challenging.
I just can't believe this happened.
Tell me what you saw.
I only caught glimpses. My priority was the children. You understand.
You were dropping off your son, Mr. Gardner, when the van pulled in ahead of you? What did the driver look like?
I guess he was shorter. They moved so fast.
Okay, listen, try to slow the action down in your mind. Take a good look. Even the smallest detail can help.
I know her, by the way. She's amazing. Our kids have play dates. I'm sorry, it's just all a blur.
Tell me exactly what you saw, Miss Thompson.
I saw a tall man pulling Jenna out of the driver's seat.
Did you get a look at his face?
I'm sorry. He was wearing some kind of a mask.
Mm-hmm. Like a ski mask?
No, like something made of rubber or plastic. God, why would anyone do this to poor Jenna Wade? She's the sweetest woman on earth.
I appreciate your time, Miss Goldman. I really do.
Just know that things in the Wade family are not as picture perfect as some would have you believe. There's a reason Jenna spends a lot of her free time at this school.
That reason being?
There's a certain teacher here who gives her plenty of extra attention. And no, I am not going to name names, but if I were you, I'd ask around.
Miss Starkey, I understand you teach gym, so I'm really hoping you can help.
Don't you people have cameras everywhere these days? You're talking to me when you could be out there looking for Jenna, who, by the way, wouldn't hurt a fly. How could you let this happen to someone like her?
Your name is Mason, and you're 10 years old?
Correct. What's yours?
Detective Ortega. George, I know this is hard, Mason, because it all just happened, but it would be a huge help if you could maybe...
The kidnapper's van was a Ram Pro Master, bright white, just a few years old.
How do you know that?
The newer models have the word R-A-M on the grill, while the older ones just have the logo. The newer models slab!
Kid, you got one hell of an eye for detail.
What kind of car do you drive?
The sheriff's department gives us SUVs, but never mind that. Can you describe the men you saw?
Would it be easier if I just gave you the picture?
What picture?
The picture I drew of him.
Wait, you drew a picture of him? Like, just now?
While I was waiting to speak with you. Duh.
Mason, I'd very much like to see your drawing.
As you can tell, there was lots of love for Jenna at this school. Everyone adored her. Well, okay. Maybe not everyone. But come on. This is a rich California coastal town. The bitchiness is a feature, not a bug. There was one thing in short supply in that first hour after the abduction. Answers. And Detectives Butler and Ortega knew it.
Well, Butler, we got a lot of shock and outrage, but not a lot of useful leads.
Let's stick with what we do know. There were two kidnappers, a grabber and a driver. Everybody agrees on that.
One tall, one short. That really narrows it down.
They moved quick and efficiently. They weren't amateurs.
They also knew the optimum moment to strike, when everybody be headed inside the building.
But why risk abducting her in broad daylight, in front of dozens of witnesses? That feels like an amateur move.
Maybe they wanted the shock and awe factor.
Sure, but why? I don't think we're going to know that until they make their demands.
If they make demands. I'm worried this is about something else. Maybe some kind of a revenge thing?
Well, let's not go there yet. It's barely been an hour. The kidnappers probably wanted some distance between here and wherever they're going to be keeping her.
So you're saying the van might still be on the road? Thanks to that kid, we know it's a white late model Ram Pro Master.
You know how many vans matching that description are on the road right now? Never mind, we're basing this on the testimony of a 10-year-old.
Hey, that kid was sharp.
It's not enough.
The school has security cams. Maybe our tech guys will get lucky with the footage.
Yeah, we're not going to save Jenna Wade with a stroke of luck. Damn it. We don't need this right now.
Need what?
Case and Horowitz are here.
Ah, friggin' glory hounds.
Yeah, I'm feeling all the glory. Aren't you, Ortega?
Hey, look who it is, partner. Mo and Taco.
Oh, nobody gave you the heads up, huh? You can go back to guarding school crossings now.
We caught this one, Horowitz. Go check with the commander.
No, you check with the commander. She said it's all hands on deck, and we're the ranking detectives.
Oh, yeah, and what dream world did that happen? You two are the same grade as us.
We got more years on the job, Taco.
Yeah, and you got bigger waistlines. What does that have to do with anything?
Okay, enough. Horowitz, we really could use some help tracking down the van. We have a possible make, and...
Are you out of your mind? You are not sidelining us.
The van is the strongest lead we have so far.
That's only because you two have no idea what you're doing, okay? So why don't you let the big boys take it from here?
No.
Do you really want to waste time arguing with us? Leave it to the pros, all right? There's a woman's life on the line.
You're the one throwing obstacles in our way, Horwitz.
Excuse me, detectives? Jenna Wade's husband is waiting in the principal's office.
Yeah, here we go.
Hey, why don't you two run and get us some coffee, okay? We'll let you know what he says.
Hold on. Ortega and I are lead on this until the commander says otherwise. Deputy, tell Mr. Wade we'll meet him in the Miller Library in 3 minutes.
What's up, partner?
Yeah, what's up, Mo? Huh? Every minute counts.
Stay out of this, Horowitz. I want to make sure we don't tip our hands too much. In half of these cases, it's the spouse behind the kidnapping.
Keep the flow of information a one-way street, in other words.
Well, that's stupid. You want to alienate the one person who knows our victim the best. Nice work, detectives.
She didn't say anything about alienating him.
You two can stay and observe if you want, but I don't want either of you saying a damn thing. We clear?
Seems the bitchiness also extends to the detectives. It's no wonder they almost completely botched the case. But more on that later. Now comes the moment when the abduction of Jenna Wade becomes something much, much worse.
Detectives? Do I have that right? I'm not familiar with police rank, and I don't want to offend anyone.
You're fine, Mr. Wade. I'm Detective Butler, and this is my partner, Detective Ortega. Case and Horowitz over there are assisting.
I'm assisting my ass.
Have a seat, Mr. Wade. Can we get you anything?
If it's all the same to you, I'd prefer to stand. I'm afraid if I sit down, I might pass out.
Unfortunately, we don't have a lot of details at the moment.
I do.
I'm sorry?
We've heard from the monsters who took my wife.
Heard how?
A voice message.
Do you have it with you?
On my phone, but you have to understand something. They're clearly insane.
Why do you say that, Mr. Wade?
Because they're asking for $25 million.
Oof. Why would the kidnappers think you have access to those kinds of funds?
The demand didn't come to me.
Who did it come to?
Jenna's mom, Juliet Ellis.
I didn't make the connection.
Wait, what connection? Who's Juliet Ellis?
Former investigative reporter for the Los Angeles Times and San Francisco Chronicle. She won a Pulitzer, I think.
Two, actually.
No offense, but why would a reporter have that kind of money?
She was married to Alexander Thornburg, owner of the Newton Corporation. We lost Alex last year, and his fortune, which is sizable, is controlled by Juliet. The kidnappers have to know this. They know everything. Where our kids go to school, the exact time they're dropped off.
So it's possible this is about your mother-in-law and not your wife?
I have no idea. One minute I'm at Starbucks, and the next I'm talking to my crying daughter on the phone. Please tell me there's something you can do, that you have some kind of playbook for this. When does the FBI get involved?
Do you have that voice message, Mr. Wade?
Of course. Jenna's mom forwarded it to me as soon as she received it.
Listen closely. We have your daughter. She has exactly 7 hours to live unless you comply with our demands.
There will be no extensions.
Her return will cost you $25 million. We know you have this amount, and we know exactly how long it'll take to gather it.
You see what I mean?
Start that process now.
Crazy.
We'll wait further instructions.
Please, Mr. Wade.
Your daughter has a message for you.
She says she wants to see her children again.
Is that all? No further instructions?
There have been no other messages. My mother-in-law promised she'd forward them to me as soon as she received them. This is why I'm here with you while she's talking to her bank.
Mr. Wade, tell your mother-in-law we'd like to speak to her as soon as possible. We'll meet her wherever is convenient.
Detectives, why won't they let her speak? That's a really bad sign, isn't it?
We don't know anything yet, Mr. Wade.
Oh, yes. By now, the husband was about ready to lose his mind. Can you blame him? One minute he's ordering a soy latte, and the next he's scrambling to help his insanely rich mother-in-law facilitate an outrageous ransom demand. $25 million. Let that sink in. $25 million. Not to be bratty, but is anyone worth that much money? Speaking of, aren't you wondering what happened to our kidnapping victim? I mean, the men in the van could have done anything to her. Is she at the bottom of some pit, putting lotion in a basket? Or naked and hogtied on a dirty mattress in an abandoned factory? The imagination wanders to some dark places. Well, before we get to poor, helpless Jenna Wade, let me tell you about her kidnappers. Despite the shocking abduction in front of dozens of impressionable children, they're not entirely bad guys. Let's call them, Tom and Jerry, because, well, those are their real names. Tom is tall, lean, and bearded, while Jerry has a very muscular body, probably overcompensating for the fact that he's nowhere near as tall as Tom. They're actually quite smart. They can blend in with pretty much any crowd, even in a place like Montecito. And they've thought everything through down to the last detail.
Hey, what do you got there?
It's the trinkets. We pulled off our little guest.
Put that shit away. What if someone sees you?
You stop being a little bitch. Who's gonna see us? We're in an empty parking lot.
Come on, man. You know better than that.
Shh. You see this shit? This is a Harry Winston rock band. You know how much this is worth?
I've never been in the market for a wedding ring. I have no idea.
Just take a wild guess.
I don't know. 100 grand.
Seriously? Open your eyes. Look at these rocks, man. They're like 10 carats each.
Put it away.
We got stud earrings from Graf, a 10-carat engagement ring. I mean, you believe? She just wears this every day like it's nothing.
Guess if you got it, you ought to wear it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And now we got it. Guess how much this is all worth?
I don't know. $500,000?
Mm-mm. Not even close. Try $3.5 million.
Holy shit!
I know.
How the hell do you know how much these are worth? What are you, working at Sotheby's part-time?
My ex fancied herself a collector of rare gems. Or as I like to call it, burning through cash she didn't have.
Oh, okay. Seriously, we gotta get back, all right?
She was a real bitch.
If they're worth that much, why don't we just sell them and split?
Jerry, are you stupid? You want to miss out on the bigger payday? Are you crazy?
No, Tom. I'm just risk-averse, which is why I'm begging you for the final fucking time to put those stones away.
Fine. They're away.
Great. Let's go.
Hey, is it time to send the next message?
Almost. Be patient. Everything is on a schedule.
I don't like leaving her unattended for this long.
She's not going anywhere, believe me.
Yeah, I guess she's not. Hey, we gonna keep dancing around this?
Dancing around what?
Come on, Jerry, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
I thought we already discussed that.
We agreed to disagree, and then you gave me a silent nod when I pressed my case.
Oh boy, here we go.
But I need to hear it. Look at me. After we get the full ransom.
And only then. Yes.
No. Come on, Jerry. I need to hear you say the words. I don't want to be thinking it. There can be no confusion.
Why do I have to say it? We both know what has to be done.
Because if you don't say it, I'm walking.
Fine. As soon as we have the money, Jenna Wade dies.
Barbara County Sheriff's Department. To file a citizen report, press 1 now.
Hi there. I saw some funny activity down by Coral Casino, like real suspicious couple just loitering in the parking lot.
Those immigrants, they come in, they literally steal our children.
This is deep state, you know? They took her because she was speaking out.
Yeah, I heard about the so-called kidnapping. Do we even know if this person is even real?
That, my friend, is a mere sample of the hundreds of tips that flooded in once news of the kidnapping broke. Nothing like a high-profile abduction of a rich blonde lady to bring out the true crime junkies and internet sleuths in droves. The more the merrier, right? Wrong. Imagine being the people who have to sort through hundreds of tips from do-gooders, know-it-alls, would-be psychics, bored retirees, stoned pranksters, all pouring in via phone, email, website. I imagine it's kind of like drowning in a river when you're dying of thirst. Meanwhile, there are only 6 hours left on the clock. Not a lot you can do in only 6 hours. Maybe stream a TV series, take a leisurely nap, or gather 25 million in cash and diamonds, if you're lucky.
Okay, people, listen up. Jenna Wade has less than 6 hours to live. The only people I want to see in this building are administrative staff working on the tip lines and deputies doling out leads. The rest of you will be chasing down those leads. And one more thing. You're going to hear that I'm taking this case personally because I've known Jenna since she was a little girl. Well, guess what? I'm absolutely taking this case personally. And make no mistake, we are going to find Jenna Wade and return her to her family. Now let's get to work.
You have reached the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department to file a...
Hi, I'm calling from St. Michael's, and I want you to know that Jenna's in our prayers and that I know the Lord will guide you to her.
I don't know if this is helpful or not, but I was having my breakfast at Grafton's, and I thought I heard scratching down in the basement.
Are you ready to admit defeat, Butler? Well, security feeds aren't showing dick.
You're welcome to leave, Case. This room is too small for the four of us anyway.
The kidnappers chose the exact location to grab Jenna Wade, shithead. No way they'd let the van's license plate get caught on camera.
If it even is their plate, they could have switched them out before the kidnapping.
So what, Horitz? We don't even check?
No. You and Butler, you should check all you want. We'll be out finding Jenna Wade. Let's go, Case.
Thought they'd never leave.
Yeah, I hate to say this, but maybe they're right. Unless there were cameras they didn't know about.
Ortega, that's it.
What's it?
We've got a whole row of cameras the kidnappers didn't even know about.
Sheriff, the governor's office is on line one.
Damn it, this is the last thing I need. Put him through.
Hello, is this Sheriff Alvarez?
Good morning, Governor. It's an honor.
Yes, well, I'm not sure you're going to feel that way for very long. What is the latest on Jen Wade?
We've got a description of the van, and we're trying to nail down the license plate. There are hundreds of tips coming in, and we're following up as quickly as possible.
And why are you waiting to ask for help? I can have 2 dozen state troopers on your front step within the hour.
It's not the manpower, sir. It's about the time.
No. Listen to me, Sheriff. I go way back with Juliet Ellis. I've known Jenna since she was tagging along with her mom at Pressers.
I love Juliet and her family, too. But I think the kidnappers want us running around with our asses on fire. The chaos helps them stay hidden.
Sheriff, you're not listening to me. In 6 hours, the daughter of one of my oldest and dearest friends could be dead. You don't want help? Now the cavalry's on its way. Please, let them help you bring our girl home safe. Thank you.
I have Horowitz on line two.
Please tell me you have something.
Butler and Ortega are still going through security cam footage. But I'm thinking Case and I should head to the Wade house in case the kidnappers reach out again.
You've completely exhausted the crime scene in 1 hour and 7 minutes.
I think we could be more useful chasing down new leads.
Horowitz, when there are a lot of moving pieces on the board, it's easy to get distracted. I have an entire department chasing down new leads. I want you, Case, Ortega, and Butler focused on that van. You understand me?
Yes, Sheriff. I hear you.
Hey, Case, you still banging that chick over in admin?
Who, Wendy Z? No.
You two still friendly? It just occurred to me she'll be the one sorting through the leads. Maybe she'd shoot a couple our way.
Ooh, I'm careful, partner. Sheriff told us to focus on the van.
Right, but maybe one of the leads will be about the van.
I don't know. I mean, Wendy Z is... She's tough.
Uh-huh. You know what else I'm thinking?
I haven't dated anyone else in admin, okay? So don't ask.
Now, something the sheriff said just now about there being a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah?
Lots of moving pieces, a lot of confusion, a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So much confusion that maybe when everybody is looking in the wrong direction, a couple of smart guys could take advantage of a situation like that.
Exactly. And, you know, with that much money, wouldn't some of it fall through the cracks?
Oh, it happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Exactly. And wouldn't it help to know all we can?
Oh, it would, partner. It most definitely would. Dear Wendy Z, here comes the text that is going to make you look back on our time together, sweetheart, with great fondness.
Maybe mention the Cheesecake Factory thing.
Ooh, endless breadsticks.
Yeah, damn it. You know, we've been through a dozen camera feeds, Butler. I don't think we're going to find anything there. There what?
Well, fourth windowpane over. There's our partial license number.
All I see is a smudge.
I'm seeing a D and a K 64?
Yeah. 6-4?
We need to get this partial out on the radio now.
Hold up. Something doesn't feel right.
What's the problem?
Our kidnappers are careful enough to avoid every possible camera angle, but they let this partial slip out.
Slip out? How could they have possibly known the front plate would be reflected in the school's windows? Maybe they're not as smart as we think.
Or maybe it's a misdirection meant to throw us off their trail.
You have reached the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Department.
I swear I just saw a white van flying down the carpool lane, like, looked like in a really big hurry.
Hi, I'm calling about the kidnapping. The radio said that you were looking for a white Dodge van, and I think I just saw one headed north on Shoreline Drive.
Well, I was just out for a walk, and I heard about the kidnapping and all, and, well, I don't know. I saw a white van with the partial plate number y'all mentioned. It's right off Shoreline Drive near San Rafael. Well, one thing, please. Y'all be careful, because I think there might be somebody inside that van.
Right off Shoreline Drive, Wendy said. No address?
Shoreline and San Rafael. Should be right up there. White van on the right.
Yeah, I see it. License 8DK647.
You want me to call it in?
Let's you and I take a look first.
Sheriff's Department, if anyone is inside the van, come out with your hands up. I repeat, come out now, hands up.
Horowitz, you see that? I think the van just moved a little.
Probably just the wind.
Final warning.
Oh, shit. Someone's in there.
Step out of the van now.
Hands up. Nice and slow.
Please don't shoot, man. I am unarmed.
Lace your fingers behind your head. Do it now!
Okay.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Pete.
Pete who? Turn around. Legs spread wide.
I'm gonna check the rest of the van.
Look, man, the waves were insane this morning, and I was just catching some Z's before heading back home.
Where's your wallet?
I was out in the water. I don't bring credit cards out there.
Are you unhoused, Pete?
You're not allowed to ask me that. I know my rights.
You see anybody exit this van before you climbed into it?
Couple of old dudes. They didn't lock it, I swear.
How old we talking?
I don't know, like 40?
Hey, Horowitz, I found something.
What is it?
A note taped to the inside of the door.
Down on your knees, Pete. Read it.
Hello, Sheriff's Department. Unless you're completely incompetent, you are finding this note at 9:30 a.m. What time is it?
9:27.
Unfrickin' believable. Further pursuit will be an exercise in frustration. You will not see Jenna Wade until the ransom has been delivered. And if not, you will never see her again.
Yeah, I thought there was something weird about that note. The vibes were off.
Shut up a minute.
What the hell are you doing, man?
I'm smelling perfume inside the van. It's faint, but I recognize it. Amarum Rose.
Amarum what now?
Amarum Rose. My ex wore it. Cost $500 a bottle. Always smelled like burning money.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. Unless our friend Pete here has expensive taste in perfume. I think Jenna Wade was inside this van until very recently.
Sheriff, Miss Ellis is here.
There's no need to announce me. The sheriff and I go way back.
Thank you, Valerie. Juliet, I'm so sorry. We're moving heaven and earth to bring Jenna back home.
I covered kidnappings when I was a reporter, Luna. If you're going by the usual playbook, You're not going to save my daughter in time.
We've located the kidnapper's van just off Shoreline Drive, but there was no trace of Jenna.
Then how do you know it was the same van?
The kidnappers left a note. They knew we'd find it.
That means Jenna must be nearby.
There's a good chance they switched vehicles and brought her somewhere else. We're checking traffic cams, but...
But if they were smart enough to avoid cameras near the school, they'd certainly avoid them on the beach.
We're checking anyway. Trust me, Juliet, we're handling it.
Is that what you're doing? Handling this?
Juliet, I swear on the lives of my own children, we're doing everything. The thing I need you to be focused on right now is the ransom. We have to be prepared.
I'm working on it. It takes at least 2 days to liquidate stock. And as far as the diamonds, I have people calling jewelers all over Southern California. But the supply is at historically low levels. I can't just conjure up $5 million worth in 5 hours. If all they want is the money, why are they making this so difficult?
They're using the ticking clock to their advantage. They don't want to give us a single minute to outthink them. And they seem to truly believe you can gather the ransom in time.
I just want my baby girl back home. All right. I'm off to see my money manager.
Wait. I said there was no trace of Jenna in the van, but that's not completely true.
Oh, God. What did they find?
Does your daughter wear a perfume called Amarin Rose?
Oh, I bought her a bottle last year for her birthday.
Amarin Rose, for the record, is worth every penny. With the van located and nothing inside except for the fading scent of amber, rose petals, and smoke, it would seem the investigation had run into a dead end. And speaking of dead ends, Jenna Wade would be reaching hers in a little more than 5 hours if a new lead didn't present itself. Detectives Butler and Ortega decided to visit the Wade house to see if they could shake one loose.
It's right up here on the left. What's our plan with the family?
We check the Wade's home security videos, see if anything jumps out, maybe somebody watching the house.
Sounds good. And what about these jackals from local news?
Work your usual charm, Ortega.
All right, here we go. Hey, folks! Make way!
We're hearing rumors that there are only 5 hours until the kidnapper's deadline. Have there been any more messages from the kidnappers?
Yeah, listen, we can't say anything at this time.
Come on, Ortega! Hey, why are you treating me like a stranger?
Don't Ortega me, Chuck. You want a quote, call the press office. This way, Paul.
We're coming inside with you.
Hey, back off!
Wait, I'll give you something. Off the record. All right. The kidnapper's van was discovered down near Shoreline in San Rafael.
Nice. I'm sure Case and Horowitz will thank you later.
They want to be the face of this thing? Let them.
Yes?
We're with the sheriff's department and looking for Mr. Daniel Wade.
Mr. Wade and the girls are in the dining room. Follow me.
Leave my place alone.
You have to go back to the beginning.
But then I'll be like Daddy, and Daddy's losing.
What are y'all playing?
Sorry.
What? Is it a state secret?
No, it's the board game. Sorry. I mean, yeah. No, the girls are obsessed.
Sounds like they're kicking your butt.
Well, let's just say I'm glad we're not playing poker, or these two would have cleaned me out.
Mr. Wade, we were hoping to look at your home security system.
Oh, right, of course. Wait, did something else happen?
We found the kidnapper's van, but we're thinking there might have been a second vehicle, and maybe it was watching your house.
Yeah, my mother-in-law told me you found the van. I'm taking it as good news, because that means Jenna is somewhere nearby, but... Oh, that almost makes it worse. I'm sitting here playing a stupid board game while Jenna could be... It's really, really hard knowing there's nothing I can do.
Yeah, that's not true. You're keeping your family together.
Ugh, those reporters won't stop.
That's not the press. I sent them away.
Then who? Oh, boy. It's the Ashleys.
The who?
Friends of Jenna's. She has about 8 million friends named Ashley, so we nicknamed these two Book Ashley and Hot Yoga Ashley. One runs a book group, the other...
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah.
Daniel, honey, come over here.
Hey, Ashley.
Who are they?
This is Detective Butler and Detective Ortega with the Sheriff's Department.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad to see you because you can totally help.
glad to be of service.
No, I mean, we want to help. I have like a dozen people ready to go searching for our bestie. Where do we start?
The best thing you can do is help spread the word. If you or your friend see something unusual, call the tip line.
What's your cell, detective? I want to make sure we can coordinate our efforts.
Wait, Ashley. I can just call Luna Alvarez directly. We did that fundraiser together last spring, remember?
Please, do not call the sheriff.
Ashley, I think we should listen to the detectives and let them do their jobs.
But it's not a job. We love Jenna.
Daniel, honey, I know you're in shock and probably not thinking straight, but this is when you and Jenna need us the most.
You two really want to help Jenna?
Anything. Just say the word.
Leave.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
You heard me. Beat it. Stay out of the way and let us find your friend.
Woohoo! Save some!
Not fair!
Butler, it's friggin' Alvarez.
Ooh, looks like you two are in for it.
You have reached the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's.
In case no one has mentioned this yet, it's sort of an open secret that Jenna had a boyfriend on the side. And even worse, the guy teaches her kids art. It's crazy, right?
Well, Jenna was not the angelic wife and mother everyone thinks she was. Let's just leave it at that.
Hi, yeah, I just want to say that you should look at the people closest to Jenna. All is not what it seems. Okay, that's it.
While visiting the Wade family, Detectives Butler and Ortega received new orders from the sheriff. Return to Campbell County Day School and take a hard look at an art teacher named Raphael Codd. Codd was the school's painter-in-residence, very popular with the little ones and their mothers. Especially the mothers. Especially Jenna Wade, if rumors were to be believed. Mr. Codd wasn't picture-perfect, mind you. Recently divorced and rumored to be in serious debt. Possibly from said divorce, possibly because he's an art teacher at a private school where he makes about as much as the custodian. But who can put a price tag on passion, right?
Yes?
Sheriff's Department, Mr. Codd. We're searching for Jenna Wade and could use your help.
Oh, of course. Yeah, anything for Mrs. Wade.
Mrs. Wade, huh?
I'm sorry?
You don't call her Jenna? Mrs. Wade just seems very formal for someone so close.
Well, who said we were close?
Aren't you?
No. I just... In a town like this, rumors can spread like brush fire. God forbid a woman and a man with interest in art spark a friendship. Now, I've been through this before. People just don't understand human connection.
Must be frustrating. Not being able to do whatever you want with whoever you want.
What?
Lots of beautiful, lonely women with rich husbands. How could you possibly compete on your salary? They're used to being pampered.
I can't believe you'd say that.
Yeah, I'll bet that pisses you off. If only you could get one of them alone sometime. Truly alone with no interruptions.
Stop! Please! I know what you're implying, and I would never, ever hurt Jenna. I loved her.
Oh, I'm sure. But did Jenna love you?
Jenna is very devoted to her husband.
Okay. Jenna loves Daniel. Is that why you kidnapped her?
How could you think that? If you knew me at all...
Hey, pal. Tell us where she is right now, and this will go so much easier for you. It's only been a couple hours, and if she's not hurt...
I would rip out my own heart if it meant she could be back with her daughters right now.
That's poetic.
Stick close by, Mr. Codd. We're not through with you yet.
Luna, it's them.
Answer it gently, but firmly. Insist on hearing Jenna's voice. Use her first name whenever possible.
Hello.
Juliet Ellis.
To whom am I speaking?
Why are you wasting your time with the sheriff when you should be at your bank? It's Bank of the West. Correct. Or should you be speaking with Baron Morris, your personal money manager?
I want to speak with Jenna.
You don't have time for that, Mommy. You have only 5 hours and 3 minutes left to gather our cash and diamonds.
Please, let me talk to my daughter. I have to know she's okay.
She's fine. For now.
Just let me hear her voice.
No.
The beachfront town of
of Montecito, California, is reeling after the brazen daylight abduction of resident Jenna Wade just 2 hours ago. Mrs. Wade was taken in the parking lot of her children's school, horrifying parents, students, and teachers alike. Reportedly, the kidnappers have given the Wade family only 7 hours to gather the ransom, which is said to be in the millions. Sheriff Luna Alvarez told reporters that she's spoken with the governor and has his full support.
That's right. Do the math with me. As of this moment, Jenna Wade has only 5 hours to live. Maybe not even that long. The kidnappers don't sound like patient men. You may be wondering, why would they give the Wade family such an impossible deadline? Well, it helps if you understand the kidnappers, and as it so happens, I do. Tom and Jerry were a few grades below me in high school. Irish twins, born 15 months apart and superstars on the local football field. Tom received a 4-year ride to USC, and his brother Jerry earned the same at San Diego State. Their futures were incredibly bright, right up until they realized they were nothing special. You see, those schools were already full of Toms and Jerrys who could run faster and hit harder. Tom and Jerry graduated, more or less. They spent a few years in the military, fighting in Afghanistan. After that, both drifted into personal finance where, well, Tom cut a few corners and ended up with a 4-year ride to a federal prison camp in Lompoc.
Montecito investment counselor Thomas Hopkins was arrested earlier today on charges of fraud.
And little brother Jerry was a day trader who lost pretty much everything in the last downturn. The Hopkins boys were flat broke in a town full of rich people. They went from being local legends to sad little pariahs. And then they saw someone like Jenna Wade who seemed like she had it all.
Please, let me talk to my daughter. I have to know she's okay.
She's fine. For now.
Just let me hear her voice.
So, what'd she say, Tom? She getting the money together?
She keeps asking to hear her damn voice.
Yeah, well, we knew they'd do that. It's right out of the cops' playbook. They want proof Jenna's alive.
Yeah? Well, how about we give it to them? Give me another burner phone.
Hold on. Hold on a second.
No, don't touch me. I'm not going to hold on. Juliet Ellis wants to hear her daughter's voice. She can listen to her scream.
Not a good idea. What if she's able to tell them something in code?
Like Jenna Wade thought in advance that one day she might be kidnapped? Come on. That might be the stupidest shit you've ever said. People like her think they're invulnerable. They think a checkbook can bail them out of everything.
We agreed to leave nothing to chance. Remember the weeks we spent gaming out every possible scenario? We both said letting Jenna talk to anybody was too risky.
I changed my mind. I don't think Mommy is taking us seriously. She is just like all the other rich bitches.
Okay, all due respect, bro. You gotta stop making this about your ex.
You have no idea. You weren't married to her.
She was my snotty sister-in-law. I know.
Then you should know that people like this Juliet Ellis think they're better than us.
I don't know. Mrs. Ellis, she seemed pretty scared to me, okay?
Well, why was she the one making demands? No. No. No, I think we give her a little motivation.
Whoa. Motivation? How?
We tell Jenna she's gonna die, and then we put her on the phone with Mommy.
No. Tom, man.
And then we kill her.
Hey, heads up, Butler. It's the sheriff and Mrs. Ellis.
Yeah, I recognize her.
Oh, Juliet, Detectives Butler and Ortega. Two of our finest.
Detective Ortega?
Ma'am?
Detective Butler. We've met before.
When I was working LAPD Homicide, you were covering the Dixon serial murders for the Times.
What do you have there, Detective Ortega?
Surveillance footage from your daughter's house. We're thinking the people who took her were watching your family.
And what did you see?
No, we're on our way to analyze it right now.
Don't let me stop you. Luna, keep me posted on any development, no matter how small.
The second you find anything, I want to know it.
Sheriff, I'd be careful about sharing too much with Mrs. Ellis.
Pretty sure she's not working with the kidnappers, Butler.
That's not what I mean. I mean, whoever these guys are, they have a lot of detailed information about the family schedule, their movements, and Miss Ellis's financial situation.
What is it, Sheriff?
The kidnappers called Juliet again just now. Mentioned her specific bank and the name of her money manager.
That's what I'm talking about. Someone close to that family might be leaking information.
Get on that surveillance footage.
Whoa, hold it. Stop the footage.
Right here?
Fast forward a few minutes. There it is, Butler. White van in front of the Wade house yesterday at noon.
You think it's the same van from this morning?
I can't see the plates from this angle, but the make and model are a match for the one case in Horowitz found on the beach.
Go back another day.
Yep, there it is again. Same spot, same time. Looks like it stayed for an hour both days.
And the day before?
Hang on. Uh-huh. The van was outside Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Well, they're not going to any great lengths to hide.
What if it's the opposite?
The van wanted to be seen.
We were just at the Wade house. Those big bay windows looking out over the street? There'd be no missing it.
Well, I see the same van outside my house 3 days in a row. I'm calling the cops.
But Jenna never did.
Well, maybe she thought it was a maintenance crew.
In front of her own house? When she's not having any work done? No, I think someone's sending Jenna a message.
Like a blackmail thing. We know your mom is loaded. Pay up or we'll hurt your family.
Or Juliet Ellis is the one being blackmailed. A van outside the house is the quiet threat. We know where your daughter lives.
But in that case, why risk a kidnapping when they could just release whatever they have on the mom?
Either way, it comes down to this damn van.
I'm calling Horowitz now.
Look, same van was outside the house Friday, too.
Hey, Case, it's Butler. You run the VIN number on that van yet?
Oh, my God, and Thursday, the son of a bitch was hardcore stalking Jenna Wade.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Wait. Run the name by me again?
What is it?
The Van Horowitz and Case recovered? It was reported stolen.
Kind of expected that.
Yeah, but guess who the van belonged to? Raphael Khan.
Son of a bitch.
Let's go.
Looks like parents are picking up the last of the kids.
He'd better still be here.
I assure you, your kids are safe. We have extra security guards today, don't worry. Yes, she can call in sick, that's fine. I will check up on that and get back to you. Yes.
Vice Principal Gall?
Detectives.
We need to speak with Raphael Codd.
Well, Mr. Codd wasn't feeling well, so I sent him home. Wait. Why do you want to speak with him? He adored Mrs. Wade, besides... There's no way he's a kidnapper. He's pretty sensitive.
I'm sure. Where's home?
I'm sorry?
We need his address now.
I'll go get it.
God, we told that creep not to go anywhere.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be feeling well either if I were in his shoes.
When did Codd report his van stolen?
Last Wednesday.
Yet somehow it appeared in front of the Wade house the very next day.
Covering his own tracks?
It's a possibility.
Montecito, California can be paradise for those with the means. Hot springs with a lush Mediterranean feel, ocean on your left, mountains on your right, all of the privacy you could ever want. And if you absolutely need a fix of high art, fine dining, or other human beings, well, Santa Barbara is just up the road. But for those without the means, however, it's a constant reminder that, yeah, you're not living in paradise. You just work there. But make no mistake, even the ultra-privileged have their own problems.
Ms. Ellis is here to see you, Barry.
Send her right in. Juliet, how are you holding up?
Never mind how I'm holding up. Tell me you can gather the money I need to save my daughter.
Please understand, there are huge complications when liquidating that much cash.
I know. I want you to tell me how we're going to work past those complications.
Juliet, listen to me. You have to understand. Much of your portfolio is tied up in stocks. Problem is, selling stocks is a two-step process. The first step is a sell order, and that can't be executed until the end of the trading day.
Executed. Interesting choice of words.
Sorry, I didn't mean... Look, my point is, waiting until the end of the trading day puts us well past the ransom deadline.
The kidnappers wouldn't have asked for that amount of money unless they thought I could get it. So I'm asking you, Barry, how do I get it?
I think I have a workaround. Sort of.
Sort of?
Check this out. A typical portfolio has a minimum of 1% in cash on hand at all times to pay the broker's fee.
Brokers? Brokers are greedy and keep that 1% there so they can get paid at any time. It's liquid and accessible within a few hours. If I can convince them to release, we'll be on our way.
What is 1% of my portfolio worth?
Hang on. Roughly, $17 million?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's not enough.
It's a good start.
Oh, is it? Do you want to talk to the kidnappers and explain that to them? Maybe I can pay the goddamn ransom on layaway.
I said it's a start, Juliet.
Okay, what about our other properties? The Nantucket House, the Palm Beach House?
You're talking about complicated sales that take weeks, at best.
What about a loan against those properties?
Again, there's nothing that can be accomplished in the next 4.5 hours.
So where does the other $7 million come from?
You said they want the jewels. Have you had your collection appraised?
That was the second thing I did after calling you.
Okay, and?
My husband bought me a few pieces over the years, but I gave most of them to my daughter. I'm guessing some of those pieces are in the hands of the kidnappers right now.
Juliet, this is the best I can do. I think you're going to have to consider alternate sources.
Alternate sources?
You do have some very powerful friends.
When all of this is over, remind me to fire your ass.
Jesus, this is a shithole.
Surprised an art teacher's salary supports this much. Did Kay say if Rafael Cotto owned another vehicle?
Just the van, as far as he could find.
Yeah, that was a nice van, considering his salary.
Maybe his partner bought it for him?
Partner?
Well, there were two kidnappers. If it's Cod, he's working with someone.
Or has two guys working for him.
Again, on his salary?
Maybe that's what the ransom was for. The promise of a huge payday, split three ways. What's that apartment number again?
221.
Mr. Rafael Cod, Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department. Mr. Cod, we're going to need you to open up.
Think he stopped off somewhere on the way home and we beat him here?
He's home and not happy to see us. So, what do you think, partner? Kick in the door?
No, not without a warrant.
Maybe we heard something inside. Probable cause.
Ortega, no.
But what if she's in there?
Yeah, and what if she's not?
Whoa, hold it!
Are you two looking for Raphael?
Who are you?
I thought someone might be stopping by. I'm Claire, fellow starving artist. Are you here about the missing woman?
You know where we might be able to find Mr. Cod?
Oh, he left just a few minutes ago.
How? Taxi? Rideshare?
Rideshare, I guess? I haven't seen his van around, nor the woman.
Wait, you saw Jenna Wade here at Mr. Cod's apartment?
Like I said, not for a while, but yes, she used to stop by. Raphael would drive her. I don't think she liked the idea of her fancy convertible parked out front of this place.
You hear anything strange when Cod came home?
You mean like muffled screams around a gag or something? Oh, come on. Raphael wouldn't do that.
So he just came home, turned around, and left again?
I was surprised to hear him so early, and when he left again, I turned on the radio. That's when I heard what had happened.
You happen to see what direction Cod was headed?
I think the car made a right?
Rafael Cod is in the wind.
Sheriff, we want to put his name out there as a person of interest.
What do you really have on him? Besides gossip.
It's more than gossip, Sheriff. Multiple witnesses say Cod and Jenna Wade had some kind of intimate relationship.
What does that have to do with her abduction?
His van was parked outside the Wade house every day for a week.
Case told me Cod's van was reported stolen last week.
This wouldn't be the first time a suspect tried to cover his own tracks with a false theft report.
I'm sorry. It's not enough.
Sheriff, why are you shitting on this? Cod is our most promising lead.
Because you can't put toothpaste back in a tube.
I'm sorry?
Jenna Wade is a good woman, married to a good man. I'm not going to blow up her life based on a literal schoolyard rumor.
Blow up her life? Sheriff, in about 4.5 hours, she may not have a life.
Hey, butler.
I'm not saying don't follow up on Cod. But I'm not going to have Juliet Ellis up my ass sideways because we helped spread dirty rumors about her daughter.
Dare I ask? How's it going with the ransom?
Juliet's with her money manager right now, trying to work a miracle.
Kind of weird the kidnappers would ask for so much, knowing she might not be able to pull it off.
It's a lot of goddamn money.
Sure, but her late husband was worth what? At least a couple billion?
Maybe Juliet Ellis isn't as rich as everybody thinks she is.
Meanwhile, 10 miles west of Montecito, early birds were already lining up for lunch at the local In-N-Out Burger. I know, abrupt change of scenery, right? Just hang with me. There are a lot of moving parts to this crime, and you are just going to have to keep up. Also, trust me on this. If you're going to order the fries at In-N-Out, ask for them well done. Otherwise, they come all soggy and limp. You're welcome.
You know what, Butler? Starbucks never tasted so good.
I could use about another gallon.
An IV bag. Injecting coffee straight into my veins.
Oh, hell yeah.
Here's a crazy thought.
Go ahead.
What if this isn't about the money? I mean, you heard the sheriff. Even someone as wealthy as Juliet Ellis can't just make $25 million magically appear.
So what is it then?
Maybe it's a straight-up murder.
Then why bother with the kidnapping?
For the distraction. Keep the mom busy chasing down the cash. Keep us following the van and scouring through surveillance cam footage, hoping to find a trace of Jenna Wade.
Meanwhile, Jenna's already dead and the killers are 2.5 hours into their getaway. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much. Who would want to kill Jenna?
Someone who couldn't have her.
Yeah, I don't care what the sheriff says. I still like Cod for this.
Mm-hmm, so do I. This is Butler. Uh-huh. Wait. Are you sure? COD is in cash on delivery.
What is it?
Put down the coffee. We're going to Goleta.
Excuse me. Hey, why is the bathroom locked? Is this the new policy at In-N-Out?
I don't know. Shouldn't be.
Obviously. Look, can you open it? My kid really needs to go.
Hang on.
Bad enough I had to leave work to pick him up, but then they make us wait for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you hear about what happened at Campbell Country Day School this morning? This day's been insane.
Huh. Hang on a sec. The door is stuck. What the hell?
Hey, if someone's holding this door shut, let go. Customers are waiting.
What's going on in there? Are you okay?
Somebody call 911!
Detectives, over here.
You the one who made the ID?
Uh-huh. The driver's license and a school ID card match the deceased, Raphael Codd.
Where is he now?
In the can. The EMTs are still with him.
I need to see him. Ortega, can you pull footage from the store cams? They gotta have them all over.
I'm on it.
I couldn't help but notice the guy's school ID. That's the same school where Jenna Wade was abducted, right? You know, I knew her a little back in the day.
Officer, I really need to see the body. Hey, I'm Detective Butler with the Santa Barbara Sheriffs. You were the first EMT on the scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
You find him on the bathroom floor like this?
He was hanging on the back of the door. Looks like he used his own belt and looped it over the door closer up there. By the time we pulled him down, he was already gone.
For how long?
You'd need to ask the ME when she gets here.
But I'm asking you.
I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes?
Any signs of struggle, bruising, broken bones, anything?
I don't know why you're asking me this.
Well, I'm asking because there's a woman's life on the line, and I'm not about to wait an hour for the friggin' medical examiner. So again, was there anything unusual?
I've seen a lot of suicides, lots of hangings. This looks like all of those.
Are you sure?
Only weird thing is the place. Why you'd want to off yourself at the In-N-Out Burger is beyond me.
It may not have been his choice.
Statement. We have no further comment at this time.
So you're confirming there was a note from the kidnappers?
I confirm no such thing. And if you report that, Veronica, we're going to have an issue. Come on, let's go, Horowitz.
I can't believe I'm about to say this, but I actually felt bad for the news reporters covering the kidnapping of Jenna Wade. 1 minute, they're climbing over each other for a live shot of an empty white van on the beach. The next minute, they're speeding over to an In-N-Out Burger in Goleta, hoping to catch a glimpse of a dead art teacher on a gurney.
Ortega! Over here! It's Chuck! Chuck from Channel 7 News. How is this man's death connected to the Jennifer Wade kidnapping?
One of the tips to our hotline led us here. Keep those calls coming. Maybe something you saw can help us find Mrs. Wade.
Can you at least tell us if the deceased was considered a suspect?
Like my partner said, we strongly urge the public to keep their eyes open. You see something unusual, call it in.
Then, Detective Butler, how about you give us something to share with the public?
That's all we got for now.
A van here, a corpse there. None of the pieces seem to fit, right? Meanwhile, a woman's life is on the line with less than 4 hours until the kidnapper's deadline, with a special emphasis on that first syllable. But here's the thing that fascinates me about this case.